Track 10, now to Norfolk Books. Wander and wonder, Norfolk's glorious gardens. From leafy avenues stretching across a stately landscape to the lost cascades and illuminations of city pleasure grounds, a glorious new book digs deep into the fascinating history of Norfolk gardens and gardening.
Which pleasure gardens were known as Norfolk's Switzerland? Which politician's garden was inspired by a small chateau in Versailles? Why did people travel to see a Thorpe Market tree? How did a Norwich business change the appearance of gardens across the country? And what is Norfolk's Snowdrop Acre, where more named varieties of snowdrop have been bred than anywhere else in Britain? The answers to all these questions, and to many more, can be found in Enticing Paths, A Treasury of Norfolk Gardens and Gardening, the latest book from the Norfolk Gardens Trust. It's a fascinating and beautiful stroll through the garden history of Norfolk in the company of charismatic experts. Garden historians, designers, restorers and plantsmen and women lead readers through 23 lavishly illustrated chapters from Norfolk's great estates to the city centre via lost gardens, restored gardens, internationally important gardens and secret gardens.
Norfolk, Switzerland. The first garden path we walk down is in Brundle, near Norwich, where the patch of waterside paradise, created in the 1880s by botanist and doctor Michael Beverley, became a huge tourist attraction under the ownership of cinema pioneer Frederick Cooper. He coined the description Norfolk, Switzerland, for the gardens which flowed down as a series of lakes and planting down the less than alpine hillside. Beverley persuaded the railway developers to put a halt outside the entrance, which exists to this day as Brundle Gardens, and tens of thousands of day trippers came from Norwich by rail and Yarmouth by steamboat to marvel at the Cascades, Rose Walk, Roman Museum, Lily Lake and Wooded Glades. The Chaser by Roger Last, a film producer, writer and garden designer, whose work includes his own garden with a tower, grotto and canal beside the Bure, tells the fascinating story of the creation and modern restoration of the pleasure gardens. He also writes about the pleasure gardens of Norwich, including the first outside London, My Lord's Garden, on the slope from King Street to the river. There were walks, flowers and a bowling green. By the time Norwich's fourth pleasure garden opened in 1766, between St. Stephen's Road and Brazen Gate, the paths and plants were enhanced by nightly illuminations and fireworks, and each competing pleasure garden upped its game, until My Lord's Garden had a cascading waterfall with watermill, swans, and a sea fight with five ships, and also the method of storming a castle, and a beautiful transparent painting representing a sea god drawn in a triumphal car. Peak pleasure garden popularity and crowns with manned balloon flights, plus a reenactment of the storming of the Bastille just a year after the actual event.
Norfolk's Versailles. A much more private garden was created at Northreps near Cromer in the 1930s. Home Secretary Sir Samuel Hoare, who was born at nearby Side Strand Hall, wanted a house like the mini chateau at Versailles, far away from the noises of the modern world. His grand intersecting avenues survive to this day. Trees were at the heart of another impressive garden described by the author Brian Ellis as the greatest botanical collection ever assembled in Norfolk. In West Norfolk, Maurice Mason created gardens with 18 glasshouses for his impressive collections, including more than 4,000 orchids at Fincham and a vast arboretum of trees from across the world at nearby Beechamwell. Other chapters explore the wonders within Norwich's largest and oldest garden, the Bishop's Garden, the parterre of Blickling Hall, and extravagant idylls lost and grand schemes restored. On a smaller scale, a patch of snowdrops in Wilton near Brundle is celebrated. Author and snowdrop expert Richard Hobbs writes, "Though it's one of the smallest, yet in its own way, Snowdrop Acre is one of the most influential of Norfolk's gardens. It was here that Tony Greatorex produced the most famous snowdrops than have ever come from any other garden in Britain. The remnants of the garden are now a nature reserve and still sparkle with snowdrops every year. Enticing Paths contains photographs, drawings, paintings and prints and reproductions of some fascinating advertisements from the great Norwich company Boulton and Paul. Famous for its aeroplanes, it began as an ironmonger in 1797 and went on to manufacture conservatories, greenhouses, ferneries, vine dyes, peach houses, melon frames, fountains, fencing, watering machines, pavilions and even a flower court and aviary for Sandringham at its Rose Lane Works. The book, Brown from the Seeds of Articles Commissioned by the Norfolk Gardens Trust, finished with the art of Norfolk Gardens, a joyous 21st century painting of Stukey Old Hall and Gardens by Anthony Green, shows a carefully tended landscape in many shades of green. It's a fitting end to a tour and tour de force which digs deep into the history and landscape of Norfolk to create a glorious portrait of its gardens and gardeners. Enticing Paths, a Treasury of Norfolk Gardens and Gardening, edited by Roger Last and published by the Norfolk Gardens Trust, is available priced £30 from bookshops and by emailing rogerlloydngt@gmail.com.